Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Our little spring preview continues today, breezy and warm with a high in the middle 70s. Scattered spotty showers around today and tonight from time to time. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible really any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And the greatest severe weather threat would be from late Wednesday afternoon through the overnight hour. Damaging winds expected in these stronger storms can't rule out a tornado, and excessive rainfall totals are possible as well. Wednesday's high in the middle 70s again, and then more rain on Thursday with highs in the mid-60s, then breezy and much cooler on Friday. Hey, get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Be ready for the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a shooting over the weekend. Authorities say a man was found shot to death in the 4000 block of LH Hamilton Road around 6 o'clock Sunday night. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Governor Kay Ivey gives her State of the State address tonight. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has named a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margaret Huang as the new president and chief executive officer. She's currently the executive director of Amnesty International. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time. time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back.
Down on the corner.
272-9228, but actually hold the calls.
Everybody's looking.
I actually have somebody right here in front of me. Somebody's very important. They turn their heads, but also very good at what she does. That's why she's very important. Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Check him.
Hey, Joe, I'm only important to that home buyer at that moment. I'm really not important, though.
Oh, the humility, folks, the humility.
My team's what's important.
So how's it going? How's life, first off?
Life's great. Business is great.
Yes.
And Madeline was just sharing something with me as we were coming up the stairs, that the groundhog saw its shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean?
Wait, did it or did it not see the shadow?
I heard
it's just going to be early spring.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. So what does that mean? Well, we can tell you right now. We could have predicted that before the... Typically in the spring, the purchase business.
Right.
You know, it starts...
the spring market. Really,
absolutely. You know, we're approaching the end of school, right, for the summer break. And that's always a good time for families to make the move. They usually hang where they are until the kids get out for summer break. But all that to say that the market's already heating up and it's just going to get hotter. So if you're in the market to buy a home, the first step is to pick up the phone and give Alabama Home Mortgage a call and get your pre-approval letter in hand.
Right.
Right? We don't do it in reverse for a reason. You want to get your pre-approval letter in hand. You know what to expect. You know what your payment's going to be. And what you're going to most likely find out is that the purchase price that you are looking for that you thought would be a stretch is actually a lot more affordable than you thought, and you can buy more because the rates are down. When rates are down, affordability's up.
Absolutely. And that way you can actually go and look at this hot spring market and you know exactly what you can afford, what you can maybe negotiate, these
That's
sorts
right.
of things.
Absolutely. And if you know, and what we're seeing is if you do not have that letter and you say, well, you know, I found this house and my realtor, you know, we're going to put in an offer, but I need to get a pre-approval letter.
Right.
When you do it that way, what we're finding is you're going to get a return phone call from that realtor saying it's already under contract.
Mm.
Sorry.
Right. You're just setting yourself up for heartbreak, not being prepared.
Absolutely. So you want to be ready and strike while the iron is hot. When you find the right home, you want to be able to put in an offer, negotiate, and go to the closing table. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage comes in.
Well, now, I was also telling folks, and we've talked about this before, if you've got maybe some financial stress or whatever, other sort of outstanding debts, I mean, that can ruin not just a day, but a year or two. Like, that can really put a toll on your life if you got big credit card debts, these sorts of things. And one option, and it depends on somebody's situation, is to refinance.
The sooner you eliminate that stress, right, the sooner your health is. Like I told you, my mom always said, you know, financial stress, money stress is the worst stress you can have. And I believe her. I get it. But many people are sitting in a position where they've got the assets, you know, or the equity in their home to eliminate it. So going a day longer simply doesn't make sense when it's... when it's just a matter of them picking up the phone and giving us a call.
There you go. There you go.
And to all the veterans, if you're currently in the market to buy, you know that Alabama Home Mortgage, while we don't have veterans in our name, we've got it in our blood. We are all about the veteran. If you're currently making a payment on a VA mortgage, do yourself a favor, pick up the phone with your mortgage statement in hand and give us a call. Today, and let us show you how much we could be saving you.
Oh, yeah, I'll do incredible things for veterans. And not having to traverse and kind of figure out that bureaucracy and the latest changes for each year themselves, they, as veterans, they can go to y'all, and y'all are the experts on this.
I would, you know, if we, you know, I guess use that loosely, experts, but if there's an expert, that's us.
Yeah.
We make it our mission and our business to know that program. We're not intimidated by it at all. And we know that the VA home loan program isn't broken, while maybe there's other parts of the VA that is. Hmm. Are we hear about it? I don't know. I can tell you one thing. The VA mortgage process is not. And it's the best product out there if you qualify, hands down.
Fantastic. Now, I want to circle back, because it's really speak to folks my age. You know, I'm 31, so maybe you're a little younger, maybe you're a little older, but kind of in that millennial range. Don't let ignorance of the mortgage process keep you from looking at what you're capable of financially, whatever. You could really own a home. And, I mean, this is where folks should just give you a call and actually just figure out, okay, how does this work? What do I qualify for?
Good. That's a really good point, Joey, because just recently I was reading and doing some research, and millennials, that's who we're speaking to, they're not afraid to buy a house,
right.
Okay? They're afraid of the process, okay? And I get that. I get it, you know? If I weren't me and I didn't do this for a living, I don't know who to call, or, I mean, I don't know what the first step is. What all do I need to get together? I don't even know if I qualify.
Right.
Oh, that's what we're here for, okay? You're not going to get some cold, scripted feedback. I mean, we're going to hold you by the hand if you'll allow us, you know, and walk with you every step of the way. Matter of fact, we're going to do all the tugging. Let us handle it. I mean, we make your life easy. But that's what we're here for. We'll explain it to you. But it's nothing to be intimidated of. It's just not knowing, right?
I mean, really, it's just a conversation.
It really is.
I mean, provide a little info, and you get knowledge. That gives you power to take action.
So when I say that there is a difference in mortgage companies, there is a difference in mortgage companies.
There is a difference indeed. So what's your number again?
Well, let me tell you, Joey, that's a good question. 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. So if you can't remember it, pull over right now. Like, pull over. Mm-hmm. Okay, pull out that smartphone that you're probably listening to us on. Maybe. 567-4223. Make the call that will change it all. 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, Joey.
Well, thank you, Kim. Always great seeing you, and good meeting you, Matt. She's shy, right?
Not at all.
No, not at all. Well, yeah, off air, we're talking a lot.
Yeah.
But just the microphone, I've found, sometimes turns people mute.
Right.
Even the most outgoing folks. So, well, got to run. But appreciate it, Kim.
Thank you, Joey.
More news and views coming up.
She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right Tires, expert service, Tire City.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. We're already getting whispers, little hints at what is going to be happening tonight in the president's speech, in the State of the Union speech. We'll get to that in a second. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by the Goodson Group, Bo Goodson and his group, the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson has a unique understanding, folks, of the River Region real estate market because, well, he's been operating in it, helping buyers and sellers in the Montgomery and surrounding areas for over 40 years, four decades of experience. So not only can the Goodson Group, captained by Bo Goodson, not only can they help you with buying or selling your property, they also have great management services should you want to rent out your home. Maybe you bought a place with investing in it in mind, but you don't want the day-to-day landlord duties. Well, the Goodson Group can handle that for you for a very reasonable fee, and you still have a performing investment that's paying you. But also, that 40 years of experience, this is where it really comes into play, folks. The Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Now, you can be going for your real estate license, so if you're doing that, of course, go by and join the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. But even if you're not trying to become an agent, even if you're not trying to go for your real estate license, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is the place to go to just be a more knowledgeable operator, buyer or seller, here in the River Region real estate market. The Bo Goodson Real Estate School is one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate programs here in the great state of Alabama. So it's not only, you know, a great, you know, you won't go wrong, you'll do very, very right when it comes to the Goodson Group and the real estate school. So check them out today, whether to buy a property, list your home, have your property managed if you're going to rent it out, or joining the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Visit them online today at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or call 551-0225, 551-0225. And thank you again to Bo Goodson and the whole Goodson Group for being great sponsors here of News and Views. Now, we're getting little previews, like I just mentioned, of what Trump is going to say tonight. And here's one report. After sitting impatiently on the sidelines for months, President Trump tonight will finally get a chance to address face-to-face the House Democrats who impeached him and the senators who will soon vote on whether to end his presidency. It could be a bit awkward. I have a feeling, though, folks, get out the popcorn. Get out the popcorn. Sitting just behind Trump and elevated on the House dais during his speech will be Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Do y'all remember the aggressive clapping one year? She looked like a seal. But Pelosi initially resisted impeachment efforts. She actually made good arguments back then. I think her arguments stand that this will just divide the country more. It won't be good for Democrats. But she eventually signed off on these efforts. She did that press conference where she declared an impeachment inquiry. You actually need a vote, Nancy, but she went along. I guess one part of her party really got to her, and that part being the more leftist aspect of the Democratic Party. Trump and Pelosi have
not spoken. They've not spoken since the contentious White House meeting in October when the two traded insults. Yeah, when they recreated the meme of the angry housewife and the petulant ornery cat. Yeah, y'all know that meme. They literally recreated that meme where Trump was the petulant ornery cat. Among those seated in front of the president will be House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
Shifty Schiff, pencil neck Schiff. 9 inches, folks. 9 inches. And that's his collar size. And it's still baggy on him.
Also, next to Schiff will be his fellow impeachment managers, such as Jer Bear, Jerry Nadler, Akeem Jeffries, Val Demings. Dennings, so many folks who are the face of this impeachment. And this is, again, before Trump will actually be voted and what everybody expects will be an acquittal. Trump and his team were hoping for acquittal over the weekend before he delivered it, but Mitch McConnell was forced to punt the final vote to tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday afternoon. Some senators are predicting Trump will take an early victory lap during his Tuesday speech. So we'll see where this goes, but get out the popcorn. It'll actually be a State of the Union full of drama. And, you know, there's some folks thinking, oh, if Adam Schiff, he should sit right in front, right in the president's eye line. That way Trump will get off script. And, you know, sometimes these folks really aren't that impressive. They try to play the same game Donald Trump plays, and they constantly fell. For instance, the smarmiest man in politics, Mr. Butterface himself, Eric Swalwell. Don't fart during the State of the Union, Eric. He blasted Trump on Twitter as a self-centered man-child. What's wrong with that, Eric? After a video showed the president gesturing to guests and pretending to conduct a band as the national anthem played at his Super Bowl party. See, it's that sort of reaction where you criticize everything under the sun when it comes to this president. And so Schiff and Swalwell and Jerry Nadler, all these Democrats are undeterred. I mean, politics is saying, never saying you're sorry. I'm sorry, but I apologize for nothing. I press forward. I've always been right. It's kind of like the Catholic Church. Well, we changed our mind, but we were always right. So we'll see where this goes tonight. But Gallup poll just popped up. Trump is at 49% approval, which bests Obama at the same time during his presidency. This is pretty incredible that Gallup's numbers are so good. This is Gallup again, folks. That's incredible. And once again, any news on Iowa? Anything? We're still waiting. Anything? No? Yeah. We still don't have any results for Iowa. And while the Bernie campaign is saying their internal numbers show that Bernie got first place with Buttigieg in second, Pete Buttigieg's campaign has also claimed that he was in the lead, that he, Buttigieg, was in first place. They told CNBC, quote, data provided by 77% of the campaign's precinct captains showed Buttigieg in the lead. The campaign aide said that internal projections prior to the caucus suggested that the race would be a tie, but the internal numbers so far showed Buttigieg performing 8 percentage points better than expected, enough to win first place. So the Sanders campaign's put out their internal polling. Now Buttigieg is taking a victory lap. Joe Biden took a victory lap. Elizabeth Warren did. I listened to all of their speeches. And this is just a terrible look for the Democrats on so many levels. Number one, you need it that big moment that we're moving forward. Presidential politics has officially begun, and that moment of here's a winner, here's Bernie Sanders, or here's Pete Buttigieg, here they are in front of the camera with all the cable news networks watching, here's their speech. You didn't get that last night. You got a bunch of confusion. Instead of the story being about the candidates themselves and the victory and losses of the candidates, this story is now about a completely incompetent process. They're now blaming the lack of results in Iowa on a coding issue. What happened to just, you know, writing it down on paper as a backup? What a mess. What an absolute mess. But this also allows Donald Trump to prey upon their mistakes. Trump is already trolling them, saying, when will the Democrats start blaming Russia instead of their own incompetence for this screw-up in Iowa. And, you know, Trump could be trolling, but honestly, it's not beyond, maybe not people in office, but it's not beyond several pundits and commentators on the left to suggest Russia was up to something. Tech firm started by Clinton campaign vets linked to debacle. Goodness. And this is something the media has been pretty good at papering over, but now that we're in the thick of this election year, there are plenty of fault lines in the Democratic Party, and they're very apparent. Very apparent indeed. I mean, you do have the true leftist, progressive, socialist wing of the Democratic Party that really can't stand, let's call it, the Clinton wing of the party. And it got me thinking last night, as I was waiting on these results, and we're still waiting, that there's nothing like victory. There's nothing like success to ruin a political party. And what do I mean by that? I think the 8 years of Barack Obama, and from the Democrats' point of view, many of those successes that built that coalition took a lot of wind out of their sails. That once you accomplish a great goal that you're going for, what more is there to fight for? Now, of course, once you have your forces mobilized, you have mission creep. You try to find a new objective to keep those people enthusiastic and mobilized and all this stuff. A good example is the Obergefell, the gay marriage ruling by the Supreme Court. Ever since that ruling, what you've seen is more schisms, in my humble opinion, in the gay community. You're seeing more and more gay folks who actually, when it comes to policy, are more conservative, speak out. So that issue that brought people together, and now, don't get me wrong, there's still a big, whatever they're calling themselves these days, the alphabet people, as Dave Chappelle says, the LGBTQ plus whatever. Like, what's happening is that this traditional Democrat, hard hat Democrats, lunch pail Democrats, kind of these everyday Democrats are being left behind by the very woke, I would say, technocrats in the urban centers, whether in New York or Los Angeles or big cities around the country, where Twitter is driving the Democratic primary, the media in their own echo chamber is driving more of the Democratic primary than the actual voters are. And now when you thought we're going to actually have a vote and see what the folks in the Midwest and Iowa are saying, we don't even get that. What an absolute mess. And then you think Joe Biden is the moderate guy. Joe Biden is your middle of the road advocate for a return to normalcy, so-called, in the Obama years. But even Joe Biden is moving off of positions that he and Barack Obama held because the party, especially in a Democratic primary, has gone to the left more and more. You have folks like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez not even paying in dues to the party. It's kind of inside baseball stuff, but it's symbolic of a larger, again, fault line within the Democratic Party. And I'll put it this way. Only Bernie Sanders can be Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren could try to pretend to be this progressive. Like I've said before, Elizabeth Warren, when it comes to progressive politics, is the fat-free ranch of progressives. It's just gross. Nobody's buying it. You're not the OG ranch like Bernie is. And then Biden kind of throwing bones to these new identity politics movements as Biden's being hit by candidates who have now come and gone that he worked with segregationists and Biden's out of touch or something like that. This party's all over the place. And I don't see, and this is not just Joey, a malcontent libertarian on the right saying this. This is people like Chris Matthews, people like Van Jones. There's all sorts of pundits out there who I think are correctly saying they don't see anybody, whether on a policy basis or a personality basis, certainly, and that does matter in these sorts of things, who can actually defeat this president. So it's not good for the Democrats right now. We'll see if through the long slog of the primary process, they can actually find their champion. And if you do look at what's motivating Democratic voters right now, it's not wanting to build, unless you're a Bernie bro, it's not wanting to build some big progressive socialist revolutionary movement. That's not what's actually inspiring people who vote in Democratic primaries. What's inspiring them by a pretty good majority is simply beating Donald Trump. And is that enough? I don't know if that's enough. Is that really enough to motivate people to get out there, to come together, and actually take on this president? Because, you know, you can say, oh, I don't like him, I don't like the tweets, or I don't like certain policies, I don't like the way he talks about people. You can buy into all the stuff the leftward-leaning media has been saying over the years. But is it really going to get you off your butt to go vote? I highly doubt it. I don't think we're going to see numbers, for instance, in black turnout, the same way we did during the Obama years. It's just not there, even if Joe Biden ends up being the candidate. We're really, to put it simply, seeing an identity crisis in the Democratic Party. Now, this is always the case. With a party out of power, they don't have the White House. All they have is the House. There's going to be a fight over the heart and soul of your party. It was happening with Republicans. Trump won that fight over the heart and soul, and it's left many small government conservatives, left many libertarians, it's left some folks wondering, where does the party go after Trump? But in the same way, conservatives and people on the right are already asking that question, where do we go after Trump? That's going to leave quite a void, quite a vacuum. The Democrats should have been asking themselves, where do we go after Barack Obama? For a short time, the idea was, well, let's coronate Hillary Clinton. And that was the biggest mistake they could have made. Barack Obama, for all his rhetoric, actually governed fairly center-left. He did things that I don't like, many of my conservative friends don't like, many of my libertarian friends don't like. But he didn't go far enough for those, for instance, who were supporting Bernie Sanders. Think about when Obama came in. He could have gone much further than just continuing, let's say, TARP. He could have gone much further than that big stimulus bill. He could have gone, well, to places that Bernie wanted to go, say, with controlling the banking system, breaking up the banks, these sorts of things. But he didn't. And I think when, this is as soon as Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, they knew it was trouble. They knew that we don't actually have a true identity as a party. And they've not developed one over the last 3 years. They've become the party of Donald Trump is an abnormality when it comes to American politics. Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Donald Trump benefited from the Russians. Donald Trump is breaking with all sorts of norms. You've heard it. And that doesn't really speak to who you are, though, as a party, just being opposed to this president. And if you look at American history, Donald Trump is not abnormal, abnormal. Donald Trump is right there. The way a lot of presidents have behaved over the years. Maybe not in his mannerisms, but I'm talking about general governing. You may not like it, but it's not that crazy when you actually look at what's happened. 272-9228, let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Well, you know, great. You know, I guess we can't expect Trump to just sit on the sidelines and let them implode without him having a comment, which, you know, I guess is fine.
Right.
But we are looking at the party of everybody gets a trophy, everybody wins, has just held the perfect Iowa caucus.
Well said.
They're all saying they're winners. They're all saying that they won. And we all know that if they go to flipping coins, there'll be 35 coin flips, and somehow Hillary Clinton's going to win all 35 of the coin flips. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And good work, though.
I appreciate it. Can you imagine a broker convention? Oh, my goodness. And I think that's where we're heading, folks. A broker convention on national television. And I'll give the Democrats, especially the left-leaning media, but I repeat myself, this. They're very good at putting on a story. If you watch their impeachment coverage, it was like a movie. Like the pre-produced packages, like Donald Trump, Adam Schiff, in a world divided by politics, one mustachioed man could potentially take down an orange man's presidency. But Jerry Nadler's fat ass keeps getting in the way. I mean, they do a brilliant job with
their marketing, their branding, their storytelling. But I think they're so good at that stuff, they sometimes forget the basics. And they fall flat on their face. So it's going to be a lot of drama. The 2020 Democratic Convention. Who will win? Michael Bloomberg? Bernie Sanders? Will Hillary Clinton be summoned from the depths below? We'll see, folks. We'll see. But I don't have a lot of hope. I can put myself in their shoes. I can be a devil's advocate. And I'm telling you, Democrats, y'all are in trouble. Trump's numbers are only getting better. The complete fallout from this impeachment is not completely known yet. The face of your party isn't Bernie or Liz Warren or Buttigieg or even Biden. And it really isn't even Barack Obama anymore. The face of your party is Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Jerry Nadler. And be honest with yourselves, is that really who you want as the face of your party? And is there anybody running that can actually take the mantle and run with it? 272-9228. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our little spring preview continues today, breezy and warm with a high in the middle 70s. Scattered spotty showers around today and tonight from time to time. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible really any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And the greatest severe weather threat would be from late Wednesday afternoon through the overnight hour. Damaging winds expected in these stronger storms can't rule out a tornado, and excessive rainfall totals are possible as well. Wednesday's high in the middle 70s again, and then more rain on Thursday with highs in the mid-60s, then breezy and much cooler on Friday. Hey, get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Be ready for the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. I'm just reading the story. This is amazing, folks. Talk about just, you know, I can understand that people have lives and that you're busy, whether it's with family or with work. Not everybody can be a freak like me, politically speaking, where I'm covering all this stuff. But there's actually a woman who supported, in the caucus, initially, Pete Buttigieg. But then a video was captured that showed that Nikki Vandenhever, it was a caucus precinct captain for Pete Buttigieg, tried to talk down an Iowa woman who is incensed to find out that Pete Buttigieg is openly gay. The woman asked, "Are you saying that he has a same-sex partner, Pete?" The woman asked the precinct captain, and the captain says, "Yes." "Are you kidding?" The woman says, "Then I don't want anybody like that in the White House, so I can't have my card back." And so the precinct captain actually handles it fairly well, doesn't get all angry or anything, just kind of goes, "Well, we'll ask. You've already signed your card, support card, but we'll go see how this works." But the female voter asks, "How come this has never been brought out before?" "Ma'am, it has been brought out. Like, that's one of Mayor Pete's calling cards. He hasn't made his whole campaign about it, but he's been pretty open. Like, they were chanting his husband's name last night. Chasten, Chasten, Chasten." Like, the whole crowd during his victories. How did you not know that? Just goes to show that, you know, sometimes people are voting and they don't quite know what's going on. But that's just an amazing moment in politics. How that slipped through the cracks, I don't know. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. I got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Who do you think the Republicans are going to pick after Trump runs? Would you rather see Trump Jr., or would you rather see the representative that just retired is on Trump's team? I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
The representative who just retired, who's on Trump's team?
Yeah, he's on his lawyer team. He comes on Fox News all the time.
Gowdy?
Yeah.
I don't
would
know.
Would you rather see Gowdy, Trump Jr., or would you rather see the senator from Texas?
Cruz?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be Gowdy, just because I don't think Gowdy wants it. I like Trey Gowdy a lot. He doesn't strike me as a president, though. I don't think Don Jr. is ready. I think a big problem, no matter who we pick, is there's going to be a big vacuum in terms of personality and just force of personality. And Don Jr. kind of does his dad's shtick, but not in the same. It's not the same. I mean, he's literally named Don Jr. I think better to always be your own man. Ted Cruz is probably going to take a crack at it. If you're just asking me personally, I'm more of a, I want to see the party move in a more libertarian direction. Let's get power out of D.C., get power back to the states, kind of live and let live. If people want to do crazy stuff in California
as long as they let Alabama be Alabama, fine. That's where I would want to go kind of personally. More power back to the states, economic freedom, just freedom in general, even with stuff I don't agree with personally. But where the party is after Trump, who knows, man? Yeah, I'll just be blunt. I have no clue.
I don't either. Well, thank you for your time, sir. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, it's hard to know. Some of the names that come to mind, Nikki Haley is probably positioning herself for a run, and we could do worse than Nikki Haley. Man, the Democrats would hate that. If the first female, the first woman president was a Republican, they would hate that so much. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Flower Child.
I hate Flower Child. What's up?
I'm calling in to recommend Pompeo. He's my man. You know that.
Yeah, Pompeo could be effective. Do you think Pompeo has the charm, though? Because that's part of the job.
Okay, I'm on. I would like to recommend Pompeo. He's got a personality just as big and strong as Trump, but he is not as flamboyant TV-oriented.
Right.
He's more of a politician, but he's been to the CIA. He knows where the bodies are buried, et cetera, et cetera. And then I kind of wondered why Mark Meadows is, not running again for North Carolina. I'm wondering if he might not be a vice president.
He could be a VP, I think. And we were forgetting. I think Mike Pence will probably take a crack at it.
Well, he's too good. He's like Jeff Sessions. He's too much of a Boy Scout.
Yeah, he reminds me, he's like a G.I. Joe. He's kind of short for a G.I. Joe, but like when he's up on a box behind the podium, he does that serious America thing pretty well.
I mean, you just can't go 180 degrees from Trump's personality. You got to go, maybe 60 or 90 degrees away from it, but not the opposite spectrum is what I would
Yeah, it's hard to know, folks, because Trump is so unique in politics that there's going to be a letdown.
Oh, yeah.
No matter who we pick.
And I just don't think the Trump family needs to put themselves and their grandkids and everything through this for the rest of their lives.
Now, one thing I heard in terms of the Trump family and politics that I think is possible is Ivanka Trump running probably as a Democrat for mayor, maybe a Republican, as mayor of New York City.
Well, God bless her.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it.
Well, I don't know why any of these folks do it, even folks I like. It's just like, huh? Uh-huh. Why are you putting yourself through all this hell?
And I didn't get to say about the congressman. I think I would probably vote for Barry Moore, just from what I've heard from him.
Okay.
I really like Jessica Taylor, but, you have to, who's got the money and the pulls and the levers. And, you better vote for who you think can get it rather than who you want. Sometimes, but he seems to be very genuine.
Well, the dirty little secret, Flower Child, you know this too, is you can vote for whatever reason you want.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to call in again. But
it's all good.
You know, Pompeo's been my man ever since that subject came up, and I just love him. I think he's as strong a bull in the china shop as Trump is.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Bye.
Bye. 272-9228. Got to hit our last break of the program here. More news and views when I come back.
I'm not the same since you got a hold on me and you burn me, baby, burn me, my heart.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us.
Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord, you talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And, boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody. Just show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it. We've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Really, that's if you want to call into the Dan Moore Show coming up very soon here in about 5 minutes. Let's go to the phone zone and talk to Papa B. Hello, sir.
I'm doing good, Joey. So where is your sidekick today, did you say?
I'll let him explain. He's just, it's more health thing.
Okay. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, miss him, you know, when he's not there.
No, me too.
And a big old how you doing to you if you're listening, Jack. So... but, Joey, you stole the words out of my mouth when you talked about Nikki Haley. I really believe that she is perfectly positioned, or nearly so, after Trump to make a run for it. And you are right about the idea of the first woman president being a Republican, plus she can make the claim of woman of color, too.
Right.
Since her parents were from India. So any argument like that will be taken out of the hands of Democrats if she does run. Not that it would matter to them. They don't care, actually. They just like it as a whipping stick against the Republicans if it's a white guy running. they'll still vote for Democrats, but it might sway the naive, you know, the college age naivete that goes along with that kind of thing. So, or at least blunt it, you know.
It may, but I mean, really, this is all speculation. She's the only one that really comes to mind, Nikki Haley does, that makes sense right now. Nobody else really does.
Yeah.
I don't buy the whole Don Jr., Ivanka thing, following in their father's footsteps.
I don't know. As much as I like Mike Pence, I don't know if he can make it. I just don't know. He's a great guy. I just don't know if he's electable. So, you know.
Right.
I don't know. It just that would be a tough one right there.
Oh, do you think Mitt Romney will run again?
Who knows about Pierre Delecto? I don't know if he'll... If he does run, I don't know if he'll, you know, get the support of, you know, the Trump enthusiast now.
Right.
Because he's been so contrary.
Yeah, it's so, just, good news is we don't even have to think about this. It's just kind of conversation for fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, you hate to think, you know, too far ahead, but, when you mentioned Nikki Haley, actually I had been kind of thinking about her as a potential candidate on down the road myself, so. But anyway, enjoying the show, Joey. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it, Papa B. Folks, the Dan Moore Show is, well, up next in mere moments. Thank you all for listening this morning. Been a good show today. We just got breaking news from Iowa Democratic Party Communications Director Mandy McClure. She's confirmed the party would release results reflecting about 50% of the state's precincts at 4 p.m. What a mess. What an absolute mess. I mean, y'all, like I said at the beginning of the show, whoever's in charge needs to be charged with bestiality because y'all really screwed the pooch here. Big time. And the president, I don't know if he's going to completely rub your face in the mess tonight, but it should be something to watch this evening. More conversation about the State of the Union tomorrow. Hopefully Jack will be here tomorrow. Should be a fun show. Thank you all for listening. Dan Morris is next.
I don't feel like I'm being impeached.